nigga.
This one for you, Eric.
I see you. Alright, shadows pop. Black. Yeah. My nigga O1 in the motherfucking house. Oh, my nigga Jody in the house. Jody, my nigga Cadillac. Got it, what up? Black Chad, what up? I like to work from all my niggas to the world famous Murder Inc. show. Big shout to all my Queens niggas on Staten Island, niggas on Uptown, niggas on Brooklyn, niggas on my Bronx, niggas. Yeah. All my Jersey niggas.
This is shooting the shit, shooting the shit, shooting the motherfucking shit. I'm gonna curse because the next episode I ain't gonna really curse like that. Even though I don't care what come out my mouth, but I try to have some chill with my parents. But fellas, what's going on, y'all?
Pause. There you go with that shit. I didn't even get to set the over-under yet.
Gary, I'm about to say, you slipping, bro.
What I did.
The beat with the instrumental was still playing. I was like, I figured out I'll set the over-under once the instrumental stopped. Oh, man. This is shooting it, motherfucking shit, though. Bro, you eating a bowl of cereal? Back.
I'm eating a mash bowl from KFC.
Yo, wouldn't that be some shit, motherfucker? How you come over here and start eating a bowl of cereal, son?
Hey, I'm family everywhere. You know I'm Cousin Pete.
That is so,
you still got that Cinnamon Toast Crunch up there?
Right? Let me check the expiration date on it.
Word.
Listen.
And I got that good almond milk, too.
I was about to say, you get mad at Ant, like, this milk better be good.
What? Because, you know, almond milk, that should be sitting in there for a minute. So, like, if almond milk is old, it's like, bro, what you doing with this?
The shelf life on almond milk is actually like, it's weird, but it's like a couple of months before it expires. I always thought that was funny.
Because it's like the same thing with oat milk. Yeah. Oat milk is the same way too.
Yeah.
Well, that's with stuff like that, you're going to have extra additives in it because of what the fuck it is. But for whatever reason, it lasts longer. They did throw some extra shit in there though.
Also because traditional dairy milk is probably not intended for us.
Yeah.
So
my stomach be fucked up. You know what? Lately I've been liking to go to fucking I was gonna say Dairy Queen just now. But fucking Dunkin' Donuts and I got the you get the little shakes and stuff like that, and the shakes are a little bit better because it's like, you know, ice cream because the shakes don't always work at McDonald's for whatever reason. Ice cream machine is always down. But I ordered a large, and the large drink was like, that shit was crazy. You know those big teeth, those big dollar teas they have at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Imagine having like a cookies and cream shake that size.
For a dollar?
No, it wasn't a dollar. But like, you just think you about to just get, yeah, man. But either way, my stomach was tore up, yo. That dairy shit ain't for us. That's a fact.
Should be having me with the bee jizzles.
Yo.
Got the bubblies?
Yeah.
As we sit here and drink Prosecco,
I was about to say,
you know, but it's just a normal part of our life. And it's crazy because they say that, you know, every 10 years, I guess your allergies change. But I guess maybe it's even your body.
Yeah,
you got more cokes over there. My bad. You got another one right here.
Yeah, we're going to add that up in a second.
You know, but, you know, our bodies definitely change. You guys feel like your bodies have changed? Like, you know,
you're probably not as active. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had allergies as a kid, but as I got older, they started getting worse. Seasonal allergies.
Y'all got them cicada things down there too, right?
The cicadas.
Cicadas, cicadas.
If this motherfucker say that shit wrong one more time or one more show, Eric.
Sean, you lived in the South, bro.
Yo. So you know what's crazy? I told somebody one time, I was like, yo, I seen them shits before, but I actually looked it up. And like the way that they grow, it's like a basically like a metamorphosis, like a whole cocoon. And they grow on a particular tree that has something that they need to actually grow. And it takes 17 years for those motherfuckers to grow. So they take 17 years. It's crazy. But yeah, I'll be fucking the name of it. I'm probably not going to remember again. It's fine.
Yeah, them shits is fucking up my car, man. I can't even get a car wash. I be hitting so many of them joints on the road. It's like, yo, I want to get a car wash and get this scrubbed off already.
Yeah.
But they still out here. So it's like, I gotta let it just play out for now.
And they going to be out through the summer.
Yeah, they're going to be out through the summer, man. I mean, when I go up to the city, I'm definitely getting a car wash, but I'll be looking at my windshield like, yo, I just want to clean this so bad right now, but I know I'm just going to hit like three more of them as I'm driving.
They like, nope, we're going to fuck it up for you.
I want you to be great, Eric.
That's what it is, man.
Nope. Yo, y'all heard about the guy? I'm just going to go ahead and get it. So it was a guy. It was his last child support payment.
Oh, my God.
He went to his BM's house and dropped off 800,000 pennies. Was that petty or because the daughter was like that he was embarrassing?
It could be petty, but I don't know their situation. And, you know, there's a lot of times where moms use children as leverage, or they just won't let you see your child. So I'm not going to just judge him until I know for sure, you know what I'm saying, what was the underlying circumstances in that thing. But I'm here for it, though. I thought that shit was fucking hilarious. Like, that's the burden off my back here. Gotcha, bitch. Take these pennies.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say it's petty, because the amount of mental trauma she probably had been putting that man through all these years. Because think about the level where you got to be at mentally, where it's like, yo, I'm going
to
put all this in pennies.
You know what I'm saying?
He been holding on to a large coin jar for so long. You know what I'm saying? He probably been converting every couple weeks. He probably converting about $30 into pennies. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yo,
got about three more years.
Yeah, she done pissed me off to that point. So nah, I can't even call it petty. She definitely edged him to that point, man. If we could say women could snap, men could snap too.
Yeah. Fucking happened. That was crazy though. Like it. People do get pushed, and I'm glad that situation didn't escalate to anything else. But, you know, when there are kids involved and stuff like that, you kind of got to be mindful. But like you guys said also, we don't know. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, obviously we wasn't there. We don't know all of the details. But if you took it to that level to get all of those pennies, get a truck, to dump it on her lawn, she had to put that man through something.
Because
if everything is copacetic, why would you do that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just being a dick.
What I'm saying.
Being a dick. So something had to have happened. Like, you know, maybe I don't know if she was denying him his son, or you know.
We got to find out. We got to do some research on that one, because all we heard was it was 80,000. Even though that still was a lot, I said 800,000, but shit, 80,000 pennies is a lot for anybody to collect. If it's me and I'm thinking how he thinking, he probably was collecting over the last few years.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, every week he probably was, yo, I'm going to convert $20 over this time. I'm going to convert. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting this ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the time comes. Because she had to put that man through something, bro.
Yo.
The amount of effort and the like you said, the length of time it would take to put all that together. Like, you're not doing all that if everything's been cool between you and the ex.
Yeah. So we say that, and that's crazy. But did we hear about the other guy that won $30,000 and bought a $20,000 chain and got robbed?
Son, we just got to do better, bro. We got to do better, bro. Yo, so for the people that may not know or be familiar with the story, homie won $30,000 in the lottery, decided to take $20,000 of that to buy a chain.
Yeah.
And then I think within a week of buying the chain, he got robbed at the gas station.
You seen the video?
I did.
Okay, first of all, and I'm sorry, like, normally I wouldn't victim blame, but in this particular situation, I seen the outfit that man had on. He didn't even have a haircut, so... Why would you buy?
No, he should have had a gun. Fuck that. What you talking about?
Well, he had another $10,000. He should have used that to buy the gun.
Man,
but you can't be looking bummy and you got a $20,000 chain on. I'm sorry, like that don't even make sense.
But why are you going to the hood, gas station? That you probably know that Ray Ray number probably robbed because
several times
the guy said that the guy looked familiar, so he probably be like just waiting for people.
At the beginning of the clip, they said that was a known thing in that area, specifically that gas station where they was kind of lining up Vicks out there.
Nope.
Yeah. And they said the kid that robbed him, they said he had robbed somebody else a couple of months prior to that. They had him on tape for that too.
How much you think he got for that? They got for that chain?
I don't know. Maybe 15.
Maybe not even that, honestly.
Yeah, it might not even be that. Yeah. You'd be lucky if you get 10, because trading in jewelry on the street like that, you're not going to get... Like, he definitely wasn't getting $20,000.
Right. That's, like, first of all, ain't no pawn shop giving you $10,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
Not for no... You know what I'm saying? Because that probably was like a custom chain that dude got. So it's like, I'm not giving you that. You know what I'm saying? This shit is hot already. He probably sold that shit in the hood for like $5,000.
Cause either way, that's more money than you had before.
And that's still a come up, because it ain't your chain. So
yeah.
Either way, even though it was worth $20,000, you sold it for $5,000, you still came up.
So is he gonna come over like he gonna come over, like, talk about how his grandma bought him that chain and run back to the car? Like, what's gonna happen with that? Is he gonna try to get it back?
He this sounded emotional.
It's over for that, Sean. They beat that man ass in the gas station and took his chain. It's over. I don't think he's getting it back, or nor is he gonna get another chain because he ain't got no more money.
You saw they almost stripped him too.
Yeah.
They almost stripped him because the two dudes that was holding him down was about to strip him because they was going through his pockets and everything.
Damn, yo.
But this is what I don't get, right? Like, we joked before about chains and all that. If I'm getting a chain and I'm spending, not that I would, but if I decided, yo, I'm going to spend mad bread on a chain, I'm wearing that to somewhere where I'm impressing bitches.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing it to go to the gas station, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, exactly. There's no excuse. Like, you did it to yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
you think he rolled up playing music loud and shit with his chain swinging?
You know
shit?
He did.
Because he was feeling himself.
I know he did.
He won the lotto. He bought the chain. He was feeling himself. And then he got robbed behind it.
He probably went on Facebook and told everybody.
Bro, you got to move better than that, son. Like,
you already know. You know when he got the money, he laid it all out on the carpet, took a picture of it.
Roll
and probably he probably captured it, like, you know how we living on this side, right? Something like that.
And it wasn't even that much anyway, to be honest with you.
That much,
you know what I'm saying? 30,000 ain't gonna do much for you.
I take it though, and I ain't telling
nobody. No, I'll definitely take 30 bands, but I'm just saying, on the grand scheme of things,
yeah,
like, you can blow through 30,000 in a day, realistically. Yeah. Like, it's not that
if you
much
wanted
money
to, yeah. If you really wanted to, you can, yeah. I mean, I'll definitely take the 30,000. I just ain't buying no chain with it.
No. Like, I'm not going to spend 2/3 of the money. And on top of that, you probably had to pay taxes on that bread, too. So, I don't even think he didn't even clear 30,000. So, you basically spent everything you had on that chain.
Yeah.
Because what was it, after taxes? He might have came off with 25, maybe.
Damn, y'all.
Came off with 25 bands, but it might even be
so
a little bit.
So, let's do the math, right? So, he got 25.
Okay.
He get the chain that's. He got 5 left. Mm. Right?
He got it in his pocket, too.
Yeah, he got 5 all in his pocket. It never even touched the account.
Yeah.
It's in his pocket. Every 1,000 is rubber band individually because he want to make it look like he out here trapping.
Oh, he got a bankroll. He got it rolled up.
Yeah, he got it in a bankroll. He tricked off. You know he tricked off.
OnlyFans, okay.
He definitely tricked off. So that probably was a good 800 to 1,000 right there he spent tricking.
Yeah.
You went to the strippy.
Yeah. Now, as Tripp said, homie did look homeless.
He had the predator. Like, he had locks and his hair was, like, going.
Yo, he looked bad.
Yeah. Like, you gotta look. You gotta, like, so, you know, you get money.
Like, why you ain't buy a new wardrobe and go see the barber?
Yeah.
He just threw the chain on the old gear he had, that he been had.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's horrible, though. You can't rock a $20,000 chain
on the South Pole,
and you got dirty jeans on. That don't even make sense.
Your man had the Fat Albert, the FUBU Fat Albert collection.
Oh,
on.
With the iceberg, y'all remember that?
Yeah, remember talking that? About we get money on this side. We get money on this side.
Boy, you can peel those letters off. Get out of here. You got the flea market.
You broke on this side, bro. You just spent all your money on that fucking chain that you don't even have no more. And I know you did not get insurance on that chain because. Motherfuckers don't be thinking like that.
But it's cool.
There's rappers that don't have insurance on their chains. So I know the average person that's not used to having chains, I know he did not put insurance on that chain.
Yeah.
So you just asked out, basically.
You better listen to Shooting the Shit, Economics, talking about insurance.
Yeah.
Or,
shit, nah, just listen in general, what you could be doing with your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking around. Now you need a car battery and you ain't got no money no more. And you ain't got the chain.
And it be like that too. Dead ass, yo. Like, let's be real, right? Like, let's say you came across some money, right? When you get to the point where you really need some shit, you be fucked up. This is probably when you was young and yo, when you was young and you wasn't like good with, like, you know, handling your money and stuff like that. You can't. He's too old to be doing that, man.
Well, he look old enough, but yeah, that don't mean he mature enough.
Yeah, well, them pockets ain't mature. Anyways, there's a woman in Milwaukee. She was suspecting her husband poisoning her hot wings, so she set him on fire.
Wait. He tried to poison her hot wings?
She suspected. She assumed, thought of. Did he do it, though? Well, we don't know, but she damn sure set him on fire.
If he didn't, he damn sure won't do it again.
Yeah. That's another one of those things, like, where we got to be at for you to want to do some shit like that to me?
Yeah.
We're just talking about 80,000 pennies. So, where we got to be at for you to want to set me on fire for potentially, or maybe they might have been in a fucked up place. There's a lot of people that's in some fucked up places with their spouse and stuff like that, man. Like, regardless of us being a pandemic or not, like, you know, everybody ain't good.
Why you buying $20,000 chains?
Because you was trying to get them.
Priorities
are everything, yeah. But we don't realize that a lot of times till we get older.
He is older.
Yeah.
What you mean, yeah, son?
But then, I mean,
he's definitely older than us.
That's
bro.
That's also, so think about this. You know, a lot of times when people get money or get large lump sums or whatever, we say, "Hey, I would have did this. I would have did that." Potentially, we may not have always been, you know, all the way responsible.
Nah, bro. I'm not. If I won $30,000, I'm and again, it's probably less than that because of taxes. I'm not about to put $20,000 of that on a gold on a fucking chain, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it, first of all, I mean, we all do it. Everybody fuck up some bread.
Yeah.
Everybody's done it, right? But there's levels to fucking up some bread, bro. That is like the highest level of ignorance, right? Yeah. There. Like what? Like Tripp said, what would make you think I'm gonna take 2/3 of the money and buy an item that depreciates the moment I buy it? It's not worth shit the moment you bought it.
So he got real diamonds or he got some QVs?
Yeah, but even if you do, like I said, 9 times out of 10, if any bit of that shit is custom work, that shit ain't worth nothing no more.
Oh, it's over. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it ain't worth nothing no more. And then if you do the goofy shit that niggas used to do where, oh, I'm gonna color the diamonds and all that, now you done altered the diamonds, that shit ain't worth nothing. Right. So you spent 20 bands on it, the moment you put that shit around your neck, now it might have been worth 12.
You don't know that.
You might as well, you for that, you know what I'm saying, you could have just thrown the fucking money out the window for that.
Give it to me.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we gotta be better, bro. Like I said, we all fuck up bread, but it's different levels of fucking up bread.
Yeah. I mean a mashed potato bowl, Jonathan. That's what I'm doing. You know, the size of these bowls have gotten smaller over time as well. I must say I don't like how the economy has affected what we eat. Even though we shouldn't be eating this shit anyways. You know. But I don't like that though. You guys been seeing the vaccination trucks in places?
Trucks?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, like people, like they got, you know how before we had to get
the mobile units.
Yeah, not even getting the test, like vaccination. Cause you know New York City open now, right?
Well, it's not everything is not 100%.
Nah, they said that we was open. Yeah, it was like fireworks and everything.
July 1st.
Nah, it was yesterday, bro.
Originally they said July 1st, but yep. I think it's official because even I saw the post where the Yankees and Mets are going full capacity now.
Yeah,
everywhere's going full. So well, I think it's
even with the Yankees and the Mets, they're still, those games are outside though too. So they may have a little bit more because I don't think Barclays is full capacity yet. And you have to have your vaccine too.
I mean, but that changes from like place to place or whatever. But we open though.
But for the most part, it's open. I think it's just small things that are not open completely yet.
You scared? You ready to go outside?
I mean, I was outside today. At the Rucker. Shout out to Graf and Benny the Butcher. They had their team banging. I forget Benny the Butcher's name of his team name, but they kind of
the BS
popped
BS?
off the summer.
Okay.
But it was definitely lit out there. Smush was out there, Eric. Mousy was out there. It was a couple of cats that was out there, kind of kicking things off. Shout out to Mike Larry. That's one of the best announcers at Rucker Park. You know, he was out there doing his thing again. It was just a good vibe. You know, me and Eric went on our summer basketball tour 2 summers ago. Mm. I'm ready to get back to it. They got basketball beauties at the beach. For Hoops in the Sun. So you know we gotta go check that out.
What you doing with that? Shooting something?
Yeah, I'm gonna go out there. I mean, me and Eric, like, we just be out there, you know, going to the different street balls. Yeah, it's a vibe. Especially at the beach, it's just a different vibe. You know, we gotta check Poppy this summer, Eric.
He he actually reached out to me the other day. He's still waiting on us to do the documentary with him.
That's the OG.
Homie had the Nutcrackers and all that out there.
Gotta have those.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Niggas was getting right on the beach.
I saw that post online. That was like, summertime, but then there's summertime in New York City. It's unparalleled.
There's nothing like summer in New York.
No.
I said it before. There's nothing like summertime in New York City.
Especially because one of the things that people don't even realize is how things work. Because since New York has actually four different seasons, it's unique. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got South Beach, you got L.A., which are all dope places, but it's summer damn near all year round. So you don't get that change up. So now when it hit, it's going to be extra lit.
I'll be super lit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nothing like, I stand by that. There's nothing like New York in the summertime, especially when you can move good outside. Yeah. If you want them dudes that ain't got to worry about looking over your shoulder and you, oh, I got issues over here, I got issues over there.
Yeah.
And you good money, it's love, because you can pull up anywhere, bro. Facts. And have a good time and just enjoy yourself.
I would hope coming out of a pandemic, nobody really has any issues.
Listen, we just seen homie get his whole chain snatched, right?
There's been a lot of shootouts. yeah. Cats is wild. There's definitely been a lot of shootouts. Well,
they're back outside. They're back outside. You know, some people were bored. The trigger finger was a little itchy, maybe.
Yeah, but we didn't officially, you know what I'm saying, hit summer yet, and it's already cats is getting beside themselves. Even when we had the barbecue, Shorty was telling us it was somebody had was airing out the where they was at before they got to us.
They was shooting in the air, like, was you said airing out, like, cause
they was airing out the spot. They, I know, less than days ago, let a couple of
cause if you just shooting the clouds, like, I'm not really concerned, cause.
No, but if you shoot in a crowded and it's a crowded space, you know what that's gonna cause, though. Mm. Like, first of all, if I'm at a barbecue and some shots ring out, I'm not about to stay at this barbecue for another 3 hours.
Oh, it's time to go.
Exactly, we leaving right now. Yeah. Like, what you mean? So, you know, it definitely still
gunshots fucked up a lot of barbecues. Motherfuckers is being dickheads, yo. Like, they got too drunk. They was feeling themselves. Maybe some girl they tried to, like, yo. You don't need that energy in these cookouts in 2021, man.
The sad part is it usually be over a chick that don't even want your ass. And now you just in your feelings. And that just caused a whole shit in that because you got in your feelings.
Yeah, yeah. So, man, don't fuck up anybody's cookout this summer. That shit wouldn't be cool, man. Word. Everybody's been in the house for a whole fucking year. Nobody wants to have to worry about, running for their life when they go out, when they finally get a chance to go outside.
Word.
You know, I was saying masks gonna be going by the fall, but shit, it seemed like people were saying fuck it now. But hey, we're here.
I was
right?
surprised. You know, it's more than you think as far as people out at Rucker that had masks and shit. Like, I thought it was gonna be a lot.
What's the demographic of the people that were there though?
Mostly black and Spanish.
Okay, so we ain't playing shit like that.
Well, a lot of them, because it's a younger crowd too, so a lot of them didn't have masks. But that's what there were quite a few people that still had their masks.
No. Are we mask watching now?
Just don't call for me. Or in my direction.
If a woman comes to see you, she gotta get a you gotta see if she's vaccinated or she got a negative test?
No, she gotta have a negative test. If I don't know her, she gotta have a negative test before I smash. On everything. Everything gotta be negative.
So is that part of the new criteria?
Yes.
They said it's a new variant out and shit, so you know.
Cause nah, but it's only if I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like if I've been around you before, I know your habits. I feel like you're a cleanly person, and it's like that's one thing. But if I'm just meeting you and I scoop, yeah, I might want some documentation on that. Let's see what's good. Where was you at the last 7 days?
So I need some documentation.
Yeah, cause you're not about to jam me up with some COVID bullshit.
I can see a guy asking about COVID before they ask about an STD test too.
Niggas is nasty.
And they want to be able to go outside. You mean I can't go outside? You can still go outside. I got itchy balls.
Right.
Because you know it's true. That's why you said that shit.
Oh, man.
Yo, you oftentimes you talk about the strip club that you had in your college dorm.
Oh, the dorm room? Yeah.
They had a pop-up strip club in Chicago.
I mean, I'm with that because every now and again you like to see some scattered ass. I'm okay with that. Like that's inventive. It probably made a little bit of change.
Why you ain't come up with that idea though?
Because I left that life alone, Sean. I told you that already. That's that point. I'm not out here throwing no type of wild parties no more where anything goes. I'm not doing that no more. I left all that stuff behind.
Did you say you had a brothel?
What I said I had a brothel? No, because I had like two joints, right? And then they would just bring other joints out to the party. So it wasn't like if I, it wasn't like I controlled the brothel and I just had like 20 joints working for me. I mean, I probably had like five. I had a strong five that I could call.
Yo, Eric, you see him, man? Say, yeah, he throwing out all type of numbers right now. Like,
no, I mean, well,
I had like 10. Then I had like 17.
He said, my stable was steady. My stable was steady out here.
And then, you know, they have friends just in case if we needed extra or if they, you know, if they wasn't available, then I'll just get one of the ringers to come in.
The fucking ringers.
So I was, though. But I left that life alone.
That's like the six-man pussy? They're coming off the bench?
Yeah, basically. I call them in when somebody got injured or some shit.
Warm it up. What was your prep talk? Warm it up? You doing your exercises?
Nah, I ain't want no pep talk. They knew what it was. What's understood don't need to be explained, baby.
Yo, shut up. Yo, I did say it was shooting the shit, though, right?
Yes, sir. Shooting the shit, shooting the motherfucking shit.
Oh, man, I fucked that bowl up, man.
I want to say while we here, we got this R&B music playing. I just want to thank the listeners and the subscribers that have been rocking out with us for this journey. That we've been on. We truly appreciate y'all. We're setting up something special for y'all for later this year. Just to show our appreciation to how much you guys have been supporting us. You know, if you done shared a post, if you came on the show, if you just listened, if you subscribe, we appreciate all of that love and we will continue to put out quality product.
Anthony's he's running for mayor, by the way, guys. He's on that runoff.
I need to because if I ran, I'd get it though.
Okay.
People generally like me. You know,
mayor, they just gonna vote for you and shit. He said they generally like me.
I'm a likable kind of guy, you know. So I wouldn't mind it though. You like running for mayor, but the only thing is, I ain't got time for that. It takes a lot to be in politics. Like to run for office, like, and I'm not about to half-ass nothing I do.
No, it don't. It don't take a lot.
Just to get started in politics?
Yo, just start a fundraiser like your man did.
Yeah, but I'm saying I want to actually get elected.
Okay.
He said he got elected, no. But he said they rigged it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said?
Apparently, there's a lot of that going on. From the biggest election all the way down to the small local elections. But apparently... There's a lot of that going on.
They just saw losers. They lost, man. That's all that was, man.
Of course. We know that. You know what I'm saying? So we got to have an excuse as to why. Because we couldn't, you know what I'm saying, just lose. Yeah. There had to be some extenuating circumstances that caused us to not win.
Yeah. Did he or didn't he give $10,000 to Saweetie?
$100,000.
Hundred of them things.
And I wasn't there. Shout out to James Harden. He came back last night. But if he did, that's just crazy, bro.
He said he didn't. I felt like we kind of prejudged him because of the whole chaining day.
Nah, but I mean, other stuff too. Like the woman that we've seen him like messing with. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's spending some bread, and it's okay. Listen, if you want to spend bread on these women, even though it's you fucking up the game. But who, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be like, nah, motherfucker, don't spend your millions on this chick. This is your money. You don't work hard for it. But you still, you fucking up the game because what you doing is now you're going to have these regular joints thinking somebody got to get them bread to go on a date. So you fucking up the game. It's shit like that fuck it up for the rest of us.
But is that not kind of a standard with a lot of people, even not on that level, because social media and shit like that? A lot of people are influenced by that.
Social media fucked the game up all the way. We said that before. Social media completely fucked it up. If you James Harden, I mean, whether it's true or not, the irony is you a star, bro. You shouldn't have to pay no woman to go on a date with you.
Yeah. They should be paying your ass for a date.
Right. Like, as well-known as you are, right, you one of the most recognizable dudes in the NBA. You hang out with all the rappers, right? You worth probably 300 mil. You on the scene all the time. Like anywhere that's popping, he's there. A chick should be jumping in your DMs to try to fuck with you. Not, yo, let me go Cash App or something and see if we can go on this date. And for a date? Come on, bro. You out of pocket.
You wasn't even trying to smash. You just trying to get
you out of pocket.
He just don't give a fuck. Oh, shit. He does that just because he can? He doesn't give a fuck?
No, I think it goes back to... See, what happens is we get fooled because entertainers, celebrities, athletes, they got thousands of women throwing themselves at them every day. So we get that confused, you know what I'm saying, because of the material things. But when you strip away those material things, you know, a lot of cats, they like everybody is not running through females. Like, as far as, like, regular dudes, you know what I'm saying? You could be a good-looking dude, bad-looking dude, whatever, but everybody's just not running through hundreds of women like that. The average guy is not running through women like that, you know what I'm saying? But...
How many do you think Will Chamberlain got in a day?
But again, that's also, a lot of that's attributed to him being a pro basketball player. And I don't know Will Chamberlain before he started playing basketball in his personal life, but just in general, a lot of guys, they don't have that gift of gab where they could pull a female,
yeah,
and pull multiple females,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying? But then you get the money involved, and that changes things.
Yeah,
a lot of these dudes is goofballs no matter what. The only thing that changes is that they got a little bit of money.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying James is a goofball. I don't know him.
Yeah,
but That's goofy behavior if you sending a chick $100,000 just to go on a date.
Yeah.
That's goofy behavior.
If I send a chick $100,000, that's my wife. that's about the only person, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here, go ahead, take
right.
this. No, we're not about to do that. So, I don't know, again, I don't know if he did or he didn't. He said he didn't. It was a rumor that he did. But it's hasn't said
it. But it's so nasty that his name even get caught in some shit like that. Like, this is what you think of me?
Yeah,
but that's the thing though, like, because you wonder sometimes, like, all right, where this story came from then.
It had to come from somewhere though,
right? Because she hasn't spoken on it, and then it makes you think, like, yo, did she show somebody, like, yo, look what this nigga just Cash App me, and then they told somebody? Because Cash App, there's receipts, bro. Yeah. Like, if you just gonna say, oh, Cash App, somebody gonna be like, all right, let me see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it had to start somewhere. Like, that's crazy to think, oh, that's just a random story somebody thought of that you sent the $100,000.
And with Sweetie.
Right.
Nah, yeah, that don't make sense. That's not, everything is not adding up.
Damn it. That's what James. I'm saying.
So you better cut it out.
Because that's too much detail in the story in itself.
Right? Like, that's so. Maybe the amount wasn't the same. I don't know, but.
Either way, though, that should just sound nuts, though. $100,000. Like, I feel a way, too. Like, even if you told somebody, like, yo, why you telling everybody my business? The fuck? Like, that's my 100 racks. I don't care.
Nah, and that's, bro, if that's what he want to do, that's what he want to do.
Yeah.
But it kills me when cats will front, like, they'll try to live, like you said, social media, or give off that perception, like, yo, look at the life I'm living. Yo, all the bitches want me. Nah, my nigga, you tricking.
Yeah.
Of course the bitches want you. You tricking.
Yeah.
They don't want to recognize anymore, huh?
Or you're out and you're getting comps for everything, so you can still look like you out here spinning wild bread, and that's gonna attract females. Cause a lot of times you make an appearance at a club, they throwing in bottles for you, you know what I'm saying, already. So it's gonna look lit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So even if you didn't spend $10,000 that night for all of the shit that you got, you still gonna look, you know what I'm saying, look like somebody a female gonna wanna talk to, cause it's like, oh, hold on.
Yo, y'all ever seen that shit in real life though, when a motherfucker seen a dude with bread and like a chick just got crazy? Like, you saw how nasty that was? Like, I've seen that shit a few times. That shit,
some groupies are real.
Mm-hmm. But check it though, right? So let's spice it up though, real talk, right? If you had it like that, who would be the chick that you would send $100,000 for the one night with? If you had it like that, if you'd be like, yo, all I got to do is send this money over and she coming through, you know what time it is.
Okay, so because I want to be clear on that, what you're saying, because I get to take it down for $100,000.
You're taking
not,
it down.
Not, oh, will you go on a date with me? Here's $100,000 for me to get
out. What if she whacked though and you paid $100,000? You paying for the name.
So, yeah, that's but then you got to use that. That's part of your brand now. That, yeah, all right, whatever. I spent
you got
that.
The night. you got the night with her, so no matter how whack she is, it's on you to make the best of the night.
Exactly. And, yeah. and who gonna know she was whack outside of you?
I mean, yeah.
Unless you tell somebody, you know what I'm saying? But
like if she tell you, like straight up, she know already, yo, you send her 100,000, she gonna let you slut her out.
It depends on her level of being slutted out.
It's on you. You paying the money.
Yeah, what's she gonna do? She gonna
like whatever you into.
Yeah,
like she giving you the green light, like bro, whatever you want to do.
Ain't gonna be no violence, nothing like that.
Yeah. Right.
Ain't gonna be no sick sadistic shit. But if you want,
you don't want to dress up.
I'm not putting out cigarette butts on your
back. Anthony said, I ain't wearing no Pampers. Talking about mommy.
Word, we're not gonna do the bunny rabbit suit shit. Like we're not. None of that shit is going down.
You ain't gonna walk on the. On a little leash and shit.
It's gonna be sex. I might get a little bit of head. You know what I'm saying? Regular shit. If I feel
whatever you're in, whatever you into.
Yeah, if I'm feeling frisky, I'll eat some pussy, whatever. Right. You just gonna
you
go
already
in.
Know.
You paid $100,000. Yeah. You better eat
get
that
your money's
pussy.
Worth. I'm, yeah,
eat
hell
her
yeah.
Ass, look at toes.
For 100K, I'm doing everything.
You better braid her hair.
Right. And she already letting you know, like, it was going down. This what I'm into,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, get a bottle of this, because that really get me going, you know what I'm saying? So for the 100,000, who is it going to be?
Sean? Let's go, answer the question, Sean. Are you putting 100K on?
Yeah, we saying like, these celebrity crushes, right?
Celebrity, yeah.
Celebrity. I mean, sure. I would hope you wouldn't have to put $100,000 down on a regular
yeah,
female.
Man.
Like,
yeah, no.
Like, damn, you selling a virgin, motherfucker?
No.
Talk about I got $100,000 on the waitress over at Eastlaw right there. I don't think you needed the 100 for that.
Because you know, there's a thing with motherfuckers be doing that they be auctioning off their virginity.
What?
Females be auctioning off their virginity. You
I've
heard
never
about
heard
that.
That.
Yeah. Females have done it. They auction off their virginity. That shit makes a lot of bread.
Weird.
Sean, look it up. Look it up. Google it.
They auctioning off the porn?
Yeah, not the porn. Their virginity. Guys want to take a
take
female.
It for the first time?
It's like it's a fetish thing, yeah.
Oh.
Like, guys want to take the virginity, so there's like no thing where females auction off their virginity.
Well, to answer your question, because we'll get back to that. And maybe I'm a little cocky, but I feel like I wouldn't have to pay $100,000. But I'm just gonna stick to Bernice. But.
Yeah, I don't think it would be. I don't think her number is that high. But.
So there
respectfully,
you go.
I said that respectfully.
Exactly, and I don't even think I would need that. True story.
You know what I'm saying, well, all you need is a meet and greet, and it could happen.
I think I'm a groovy guy, so yeah. I don't know. I don't know nobody. Like I don't. I wouldn't spend.
But Bernice would be yours. If there
negotiable
was a person,
number.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like
Carrie Hilson or somebody.
Okay, Carrie.
Nia Long.
Carrie is bad. Nia Long. I take that one as well. There's a couple of things out there. Probably Rihanna. I'm saying like
Riri got better with time.
She did.
She glowed up.
She
glowed up more.
She aged very well. Very well. She aged very well. You know what I'm saying? She's still bad. And she got this shit down to a science, man.
Yeah.
She take her little time away, and then she just pop up, bang, bang, boom, and everybody's talking about her. And then it's, all right, I'm back. I'm out. I'm out again. She go away
for
get
money.
For
she got the fancy line. And we popping the other champagne. I mean, what you call it?
Secco?
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, yeah. Let's... Cause I'm already, you know what I'm saying.
How you back feel, Fred Sanford?
It's alright. I'm a little bit more mobile. You know what I'm saying. So
you trying to get freaky with them 350 or better? Huh?
I'm not as young as I used to be. I can't do the one arm no more.
You trying to do the Melvin with the big drums?
I did. I ain't gonna hold you. I was
You bugging.
I was frog stepping like a motherfucker. And it just caught me off guard. The last, the last one too. It was like, oh, you got to scale it back, son, brother. And that's how I have it.
Back just.
And it just, yeah, I felt it. I was like, nah, baby, you got to get down.
That's probably up there with catching the back, a mean cramp while you having sex too.
Oh, what? That is the fucking worst, bro. Especially, yo, when you be in the groove.
Yeah.
You fuck around, get a crib, and you be in the groove.
But like, you be feeling it, too. Like, you feel it coming.
Bro, yes. And you try to, like, I try to maneuver myself. Did not fucking have a crib go around.
Yeah.
And it's just like, sometimes you just cannot avoid that shit. You just got to stop.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. This is some bullshit.
Catch that shit in, like, your fucking hamstring or some
what,
shit.
What, son? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what's it called? Your calf or something. That shit is so weird,
and
man.
Then, if it happens, like, with a new joint, you got to try to play it off. Like, you didn't really get a cramp. Like, you got, it's just crazy, son.
Like, you the old nigga.
Son.
Catch a cramp, old man.
What? That's why you got to keep the joints a little bit older, too, because you can't have them at bunny rabbit speed and shit. And just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to pick your spots. As you get older,
gotta pace yourself.
Yeah, we playing a long game here. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a 12-year vet in the NBA. I can't just be going full speed up and down the court the whole game.
Exactly. But fourth quarter, 5 minutes left, I'm locking down.
Tear down.
Yeah.
It's on. Like, somebody's getting locked down. That's it. Yo, game right. Over.
You negotiating time and shit. What you want? 15 or you want 35?
Word.
You got to already evaluate that in your mind ahead of time. Like, yo, you know, like we talked about it. Am I giving her the Kobe 81?
Yeah.
Or am I just giving her a solid 25.9?
See, I would want to do the Kobe 81 in game, if it's like game 7, right? In a playoff series, in game 7, that's how you fucking knock that shit out the park with an 81 point.
Explain. What's the game 7 situation?
It's just, that's like the most, like, exciting, the most pressure, like, place in basketball.
No, I'm talking about with the joint.
Oh, with the joint. If she get a 81.8.
No. I mean,
no. He's saying what sets the stage for it being a game seven moment. Is it like a joint that you've been dying to take down, and then the moment finally happens?
It could be multiple things though, because it could be that, you know what I'm saying. It could be, you know what I'm saying,
about to get married and she want to give you the poem.
Yeah, like
something crazy.
It could be. That's what I'm saying. It could be.
She about to move to Australia.
Of different scenarios. Like, there's not one answer. There's, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's multiple answers, multiple situations that you can have here. So,
fuck out of here, Dr. Strange. Niggas said there's multiple situations. Multiple answers.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know what I'm saying. But like I said, you gotta already think that through your mind. Like, you know, is this an 81-point night? Is this just a 30-point triple double night?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's a good number?
Well, all right. So say, like, if Shorty come out, right, and she wound up staying at your crib for a weekend, right? Are you going 81 the first night, or are you going to go 81 on the Saturday night, or is you going to give them 81 Sunday morning on the way out so they got something to remember you by?
How often do you see her though?
How often do you? I mean, y'all fucking. So however much you see in person.
But this is the first time she's spending the weekend.
Yeah, but let's say it's the first time
she's spending 81 the whole weekend.
Spending the weekend.
I was about to say, I would say you probably got to give her like a 55-point night that first night.
That's what I'm saying, right? You don't got to jump all the way out the window.
Yeah. I think you give a Jordan at MSG 55-point night.
Okay. She go to Dame Lillard stroke from long range.
Right. Where the first, because then that first night she's going to be like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? He went crazy. And then you hit it with the 81.
Okay. Saturday night.
Now, Saturday night, you hit it with the 81. You know what I'm saying? All she hears Mike Breen in the background screaming bang. Like when Steph, like when Steph hit that shot from half court.
Okay.
All
I see where you going with this. I see where you're going with
this. You know what I'm saying? And then the Sunday's the matinee.
So you 30, still 35 and 10?
Yeah, you still dropping a 35 and 10, but a calm 35 and 10.
Okay. We're not going to be in there for too long.
Did you eat the pussy first, though?
That's part of the 81.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a different package.
Because I'm saying that's more, that's going to 100 then. That's a Wilt night then.
So the last package is more or less, hey, you know, we want to try to get it in because we're going to be out. And yeah.
The last one, you got to treat it like them afternoon Sunday games. You know what I'm saying? When the stars still show up, they don't go crazy.
But you got to stay motivated. You got to find a way to keep motivated.
Yeah.
You got to stay motivated. You know what I'm saying? And you got to remind her, because now she gonna be analyzed like, man, which one of them nights was the best? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. So that's how I would play it.
throwing a dick in there, girl. Oh man, yo, I love the ladies. We, if we offended you, I apologize. We don't mean no harm. No, I love women, man. They cool, man. Learning a lot from them.
Ain't nothing like them.
You done, man?
Yeah, man. Let's wrap it up for the night. Shooting the shit. Shooting the motherfucking shit.
Make sure y'all check out the Father's Day episode coming up. Happy Father's Day, Eric.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And shout out to your dad, who's on the Father's Day episode as well.
Chico.
Yeah, trying to be all inspirational and shit.
Yo. Let that man rock. You put enough work in.
Nigga Chico.
All right, let's wrap it up. Yo, Jay. Turn the Bluetooth up. Crazy, sick, crazy. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping.